Here in the United States, business people are asking the federal government to intervene in a labor dispute. It's not with their own workers, it's with dock workers and shipping companies on the West Coast. They've been struggling for months to reach a new labor agreement. Now shippers are accusing dock workers of deliberately slowing their work. The speed at which they do their jobs affects congestion at several ports, including the nation's largest port complex in Southern California. NPR's Nathan Rott was on the waterfront at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
To get an idea of the congestion and to get a bird's eye view of it, try the Marine Exchange in San Pedro, California.
Hyundai Tokyo traffic. See, you'll be needing an outside anchorage. What is your deepest draft?
Think of it like an air traffic control for the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
Maximum draft is 12.7 meters.
The Marine Exchange sits on top of a hill overlooking the 16 square miles of cranes and shipping containers that make up the nation's busiest port complex just to the south. You can see Catalina Island to the west and more than a dozen container, tanker, and charter ships in between.
Those are the 14 ships that are at anchor that don't want to be.
Captain Kip Lutit is in charge here. He's got a list of all the ships, who they are, what they are, and where they're coming from.
There's one here that had come from Africa, through Europe, through the canal.
The Panama Canal.
And he's been here since middle of October.
Yeah, since October 24th.
Yeah, ooh. So he's just sitting out there waiting for someone to tell him what to do next.
The ship he's referring to is packed with stacks of red, blue, and green containers, imports that should be off of the ship, on a truck, and or already at their destination. And with holiday season just around the corner,
it's definitely costing money to retailers.
Jonathan Gold is with the National Retail Federation.
It's having an impact not just on retail, but for anybody who's relying on the ports to move their commerce either in or out of the country.
Down on the water at the Port of Long Beach, cranes slide back and forth, offloading a massive container ship.
And this is one of the smaller ones. Maybe 5,000 container units here.
Lee Peterson is with the Port of Long Beach. He points to a bigger ship across the channel.
And then that ship down there, the next is probably 11 or 12.
11 to 12,000
yes.
Containers.
The biggest ships we have coming in Long Beach right now are 14,000 container units.
Peterson says that's one of the many things contributing to congestion here. Bigger ships than ever before. Increased demand, misplaced equipment, and according to shippers, orchestrated slowdowns by the Dock Workers Union, or the ILWU. Steve Getzig is a spokesman for the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents shipping lines and terminal operators in 29 West Coast ports. He says in Long Beach and Los Angeles, the ILWU is refusing to dispatch skilled workers to transport cargo.
This leads to gridlock, and it's making a bad situation much, much worse.
The aim, Getzig says, is to use the slowdowns as leverage in contract negotiations with the shippers. Now, the ILWU calls those claims bold-faced lies, saying in a statement that the Pacific Maritime Association is trying to smear the union's name and deflect responsibility. Both sides maintain that they would like to find a workable agreement. Retailers and manufacturers estimate that a total stoppage could cost the U.S. economy about $2 billion a day, in which case, nobody would win. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Los Angeles.